for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Utility scams have existed for decades, but the pandemic is creating new opportunities to bait victims. Southern California Edison is warning its utility customers about the latest, a postcard COVID-19 relief scam. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Southern California Edison spokesperson Denise Liu says the postcard is being distributed with unauthorized use of SCE logos and a phone number to call.
Essentially, the postcard tries to bait our customers into setting up an in-person meeting with a supposed representative to discuss their eligibility for 6 months of relief on their SCE bills.
She says at these meetings, the imposters ask to see sensitive customer information like utility bills and credit reports.
What we want our customers to know is if they receive a postcard like this, please disregard it and do not call the number listed on those postcards to schedule any kind of meeting.
She also warns customers about spoof calls that appear to come from legitimate SCE numbers. The imposters threaten utility disconnection if bills are not paid over the phone. Liu urges customers to immediately hang up if this kind of demand is made. She says SCE will never collect bill payments or threaten disconnection over the phone. The utility has suspended disconnections until at least April due to the pandemic. Customers should use the phone number listed on their utility bill if they believe they have been targeted by a scammer. For more information on how to report suspected scams and protect yourself, visit sce.com/scamalert. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Riverside County's small businesses impacted by the public health lockdowns have until January 13th to submit grant applications for consideration in the first round of 2021 funding under the California Small Business COVID-19 Relief Grant Program. The county's Economic Development Agency urged area proprietors, partnerships, and other entities to take advantage of the opportunity, which could mean anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000 in funding support, depending on the size of the business and its revenue losses. The round one application process got underway last week. The deadline to submit applications is 11:59 p.m. on January 13th. Approval notifications will begin going out as early as January 15th, according to the state. Political demonstrations in D.C. and Sacramento Wednesday, on top of the pandemic, could be causing high levels of stress for families. Child health advocate Donna Snaringer says for young children, parents should try to limit their exposure to the news and political conversations to lessen their anxiety.
Because they are always listening, they sense our discomfort.
Snaringer says older children are a different story. The news can be a teaching moment.
My own daughter is a teenager, and it really is an opportunity to talk about the importance of the pillars and foundations of our government, and why it's important to pay attention to this all the time, not just when there's a crisis.
Snaringer says it's normal for kids to act out when the world around them is changing. A no-burn order is in effect today for portions of the Inland Empire due to higher-than-predicted particulate matter levels. Wood burning is prohibited through 11:59 p.m. for all those living in the South Coast Air Basin, including Orange County and non-desert portions of Riverside, San Bernardino, and Los Angeles counties, according to the South Coast Air Quality Management District. The order does not apply to mountain communities above 3,000 feet in elevation, the Coachella Valley, or the high desert. Fine particles in wood smoke, also known as particulate matter, or PM2.5, can get deep into the lungs and cause respiratory problems such as asthma. Residents can receive no-burn day notifications by signing up for air alerts at www.airalerts.org. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.